I'm stood here in front of my R-58 rocket, and I must say that the design itself is just overwhelming. Every time I stand in front of it, I just marvel at the way it looks. It is just so classy in its design. But I'd like to take you deeper into its functionalities. Obviously, it's got a dual boiler. The other addition to this machine that the other rockets don't have, it's got the PID. And there's something quite special about the PID temperature control, is that rocket have decided to measure the temperature not at the brew head, but in the brew boiler. And then through their careful calculations and tests, they find out that when you actually decide what temperature you'd like to have in the brew boiler, there's a calculation that tells you what the temperature is at the brew head itself. Now that's very useful because, as you know, different temperatures in the brew head when you're extracting obviously has an impact on the coffee that you're extracting. So there's a little table that comes with the instruction books that tells you that exactly. But to give an example, this morning I was using the Yellow Bourbon, beautifully roasted by Drury in London, London SE1, which I visited only a few days ago. And I chose 106°C at the brew boiler, which transfers to 93.5 at the brew head. And it really made for a beautiful extraction. But let's come back to the design of this machine. It's got a wonderful steam wand, which is double-walled, with a nice nib at the end, with two little holes, which are just very, very well placed and a good design. Then you've also got some hot water that you can extract on the other side. And then you've got the beautiful brew head, which is the E61, which got a beautiful design. And then you've got a little lever, and there you've got to really pay attention because that lever allows you to do a bit of pre-infusion, but you've got to be very, very careful to not overshoot this. Now, one thing that I would say, it's just a shame that Rocket haven't given you an increment where you know that the pre-infusion is actually happening before the full 9 bars kick in. So I think they could have done that. The other thing that I will maybe criticizes that the tray could be a bit deeper, and I don't mean deep as in shallow for the water that gets in there when you're cleaning and stuff, but longer, in as much as that when you're cleaning, that when you're cleaning the group head, the water doesn't splash all over. But other than that, I think it's a beautiful machine, and of course there is more to say about it.